Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is what a lot of people like to hoop and holler about. God is able. God is able. And think they've really done something, and yet no faith to receive was produced. Amen. They ran, they hollered, they sweated, they fell out, and nobody received any faith to receive. I just believe God is almighty. Me too. And devils do too. I just believe God can do anything. Me too, and them too. Right. You don't even have to be a Christian to believe that.
Right?
Right. You don't even have to be a Christian to believe God is able. They believe it, and it's so real to them how powerful He is, it makes them shudder with fear. You ask the demon, you believe God is real? They go, whew. He's real. He's able. It's not what God can do that inspires faith. Faith, like Brother Bosworth said in his book, Christ the Healer, faith begins where the will of God is known. It's not what God can do that brings you faith to receive. It's what you become convinced it is His will to do for you, that He desires to do for you. That's what causes faith to receive to come. And that's why the will thing is such a big deal. That's why it's questioned. That's why it has been muddled and hidden. It might not be His will. We just don't know what His will might be. Well, Ephesians 5:17, it said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And show it to me in the Young's Literal, if you would, please. He said, become not fools, but what? Understand what is the will of the Lord. It's not okay to just bump through life thinking the will of God cannot be known. It's why we have this wonderful book. It's why He even gave us the author of the book to live inside of us 24/7 to help show us what's in the book. It's not enough to say, well, we just don't know what the will of the Lord is. We'll get to finding out what the will of the Lord is. Helps to come to church. Read your chapter. Every day. Meditate on the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit. He will reveal to you. And if you don't know it, give yourself to the Word and God will reveal to you that He is the same as Jesus expressed Him as He walked through this earth. Nobody ever came to Jesus and said, I want to be healed. Would you heal me? And He said, I'm sorry. Not a one out of tens and scores of thousands, everybody that came to Jesus to be healed left healed. Everybody. 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 There were some people that didn't accept Him and didn't believe Him and they didn't receive, but everybody that came to Him left healed. Everybody. Is He not the same? Yesterday, today, and forever. And when it gets so strong in you that you know He wants you healed, and you don't just have faith in His power, but you got faith in His will. Now you're ready to receive. Now you got faith to receive. You have moved on out beyond devil faith. You have risen to another level. And you got real Christian faith. Real Jesus type faith. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, Lord, lift me up. Go with me, please, to the book of, I get to studying and I get carried away. And I make all these notes. And I get here and something happens to the clock. Luke 22, would you look here? Actually, go to Luke 23. And we'll back up. Luke 23. There are all kind of people. Preachers, teachers, theologians, denominations, that try to tell you and me that it's not always God's will for us to be healed. It's a constant onslaught. And it's an attempt of the enemy to undermine your faith in his will. And if that's gone, you got no faith to receive. You can holler about God's able all day and it won't mean a thing. If you question his will, your faith is gone. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the anointed word of the Lord. And what are you going to find out when you're hearing the anointed word? You're going to find out who he is, what his will is, what he's done for you, what he wants for you. And when you find out what his will is, what's already been bought and paid for, what's already been given, your faith to receive comes up. And among these things, people are asking us to believe things that are so contrary to what we see in Jesus. Now, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That means everything that Jesus said, everything that Jesus did, is a direct revelation of the Father.
Amen.
Right? His unchanging will for all men for all time. We're not just people try to tell us, no. Jesus just did some things to prove who he was. It was just a special thing for a short amount of time. That's not what the Bible said. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've heard his will, you've seen his will. And he doesn't change. Everything he did and all his healing, he spent a lot of time ministering healing, is demonstrating the unchanging will of God for all people.
Amen.
And I want you to see something that should be an eye-opener. In Luke 23, when Jesus is hanging on the cross, in verse 39, I'm reading Young's literal translation. King James says one of the malefactors. It said one of the evildoers who were hanged with him. Sometimes they're called thieves, but they were evildoers. They could have been much worse. Murderers, who knows? Evildoers were hanged beside him. And one of them said, if you be the Christ, save yourself and us. Do you hear that if? No revelation of who God is, what his will is, and so no respect. Is there any faith in this? None. And when you say, if it be thy will, it says the same thing. You don't know, so there's no confidence. Verse 40, the other one said, rebuked him. Now he's doing this while they're hanging there suffering. He tells the other guy, what's a rebuke? A rebuke is a stern thing. Basically, he said, you'd shut up.
Yeah.
Don't you fear God even right now? Don't you know you're dying? You're in the same judgment, verse 41. We indeed righteously, the things worthy of what we did, we receive back. In other words, we are bad guys.
Right.
We are evildoers. We are wicked men. We deserve, and this is bad stuff. If you deserve this, you're a bad person. Bad people. But this one did nothing out of place. He didn't even know Jesus.
Right.
And just being there beside him for a while, he decides, this man's perfect.
Yeah.
Just being around him.
Yeah.
Verse 42, he said, Jesus, remember me, Lord, when you may come into your reign. When? It happens. Ain't no ifs.
Right?
Yeah, right. When you do this, how about keeping me in mind? Remember me? There's faith in this. What? Faith in the nature of the Lord, in his compassion, in his willingness to use his mighty power to do something kind for you. That's when you get faith. Not just when you believe he can, But when you know how good He is and how willing He is to use. Like that leper reached out and said, Lord, I know You can heal me if You will. What did Jesus immediately say? I will. Be clean. Wonder if He still says, I will. He hadn't changed. Remember me, Lord, when You may come into Your reign. Verse 43. Jesus said to him, verily I say to you, today with me you shall be in paradise. Wow. Wow. You go from being a convicted murderer, killer, whatever, until a few hours or days, you're going to be with the Master. You're going to be with Him in paradise. Now, if the Lord forgives wicked people, those who are deserving of the most terrible executions, would He forgive you? Amen. His child. If He forgives people. Look at this, back up to the 22nd chapter. We know He forgives. We know He includes. What about healing? I said, what about healing?
Yes. Yes.
Does He forgive all thy iniquities? Does He also heal all thy diseases? Yes. Luke 22:50. Yes. Before He went to the cross, when these soldiers from the high priest came out and they were about to take Jesus, and the disciples said, verse 49, they said, Lord, should we smite with the sword? And so they pull out their weapons and they start slicing. And verse 50, one of them smote the servant of the high priest, cut off his right ear. I don't think he was trying to take his ear off. I think he's trying to take his head off.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, these are fishermen. Got to remember that.
Yeah.
Right? They're not trained soldiers. So instead of taking his head off, he clipped his ear. Cut his ear, right ear, right off. Ear comes off. And verse 51, Jesus answered and said, suffer thus far. In other words, that's enough, that's enough. And He touched his ear and healed him. Whose ear? Whose ear? Who is this guy? This guy has come to take him by force, to be mistreated and killed. And He heals him? And He won't heal you? These theologians would have us to believe that Jesus would heal His enemy, but wouldn't heal you. Really?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me